Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Now that scientists know that microbes may play an important role in breaking down residual oil in tailings ponds, the next step is to figure out how to speed up the process. That's the basis of several projects microbiologist Tara Penner is researching at Syncrude Canada, such as this one in conjunction with the Alberta Water Research Institute.
And it's looking at using agricultural wastes such as manure, bone meal, cellulose, like straw, and feeding it to the bacteria so maybe they'll grow faster and produce more gas and allow this increased densification to happen faster. And so right now we're still working at kind of the lab scale in settling columns like 1 to 7 liters, but eventually we'd like to take this up to a pilot scale and use larger tubs to see if this is actually a viable technology to use. So this is really exciting because not only would it help out the oil sands industry to manage our tailings better, but it's also going to help provide value-added projects for the agricultural industry.
According to Tara Penner, the research on oil-eating microbes is still in its early stages. So Syncrude is collaborating with Genome Canada and Genome Alberta, as well as other oil sands companies, to discover all they can about the microbes. Thanks today to Syncrude Canada for Innovation Anthology. I'm Cheryl Croucher.